The true tale of how an unassuming British couple allegedly cheated England's most popular TV game show is the story of Quiz. It's a three-part miniseries now airing on AMC. NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says it's also a story of how an unsuspecting TV titan was outfoxed by a pack of passionate fans.
One of the most surprising scenes in Quiz depicts producers and the TV network behind Britain's super popular game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?, unable to answer a simple question. Is it a crime in Britain to cheat on a game show? Here's the scene as the head of the network asks that question of the network's lawyer.
Well, it's not.
It's theft. It's £1 million. If this was a bank vault or a diamond store in Hatton Gardens, there'd be helicopters by now.
All I'm saying is it a crime to cheat on a game show?
Well, it's
Stop saying well, Lionel.
I'm from legal. It's my job to say well.
That's the spirit that makes Quiz, a British miniseries directed by Stephen Frears, such a sly delight. It's a wry, sometimes poignant look at how one of TV's most popular game shows may have allowed itself to get hacked. These days, contestants sign extensive contracts. But if AMC's Quiz is to be believed, back in 2001, when contestant Charles Ingram unexpectedly won £1 million on the show, producers hadn't even contemplated that contestants might help each other. Or worse. Just before Ingram competed, the show's executives worried the contestants all looked homogenous. They weren't wrong.
It's like they know each other and they're somehow sort of helping each other.
Is that against the rules?
It's against the spirit of the rules.
They're getting on and they're getting bolder. And we think it almost feels like something's coming.
What was coming was a trial in which British Army Major Charles Ingram and his wife Diana, along with another contestant, were charged with using a system of coughs to cheat on the show. U.S. fans may remember the American version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire as a blockbuster hit that saved ABC in 1999. But Quiz shows that the creators of the British show originally had a tough time pitching it to networks, who worried it was a
fusty old game show.
It's not a game show. It's a quiz. That's the joy of it. People love a good pub quiz. A uniquely British invention, combining our two greatest loves, drinking and being right.
They ditched the dopey original name, Cash Mountain, crafting a format where contestants are asked increasingly difficult, multiple-choice questions to reach a £1 million grand prize. Succession co-star Matthew McFadyen is perfect as Charles Ingram, a well-meaning but kind of dim-witted guy whose wife Diana, played by Fleabag co-star Sean Clifford, was the real trivia nut of the family. Colluding with a network of supporters, Diana teaches Charles how to get on the show and then coughs strategically to signal the correct answers, including on this question about a British pop star.
Craig David.
You know, when I'm at home and I'm practicing, I guess wrong 80% of the time. So I think I'm going to go with Craig David.
Charles, you'd never heard of him a moment ago.
No, Craig David. We're going to...
Quiz does a masterful job showing how the producer's naivete and fans' passion combine to create a situation with no easy answers. Viewers of Quiz will have a grand time coming up with their own responses. And that's my final answer. I'm Eric Deggins.